with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The British spy chief says there is absolutely no evidence that Russia's Vladimir Putin is interested in negotiating a peace deal for Ukraine. Now, that might seem obvious as Russian attacks grow ever more intense and deadly. Sir Richard Moore is the head of Britain's MI6 overseas intelligence agencies, nearing the end of his five-year tenure in that post. Asked about the lack of progress in ending the bloodshed, President Trump is expressing disappointment, saying Putin has, in the president's words, let me down. Mr. Trump spoke at the close of his two-day state visit to the UK, vowing the Allies will be forever friends.
The bond between our countries is like no other anywhere in the world. The United States and the United Kingdom have done more good on this planet than any two nations in human history.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer telling the president,
"We're among friends, and I think we all agree there's so much to celebrate in the special relationship between our two countries. By standing together in war and in peace, this bond is the very foundation of our security, our freedom, and our prosperity."
President Trump is hoping to finalize a deal with China, one that will keep TikTok up and running in the U.S.
Four times since taking office in January, the president has extended a deadline for TikTok to sell its assets to an American company or face a ban. Earlier this week, the administration announced a framework deal.
The people that are investing in it are among the greatest investors in the world, the biggest, the richest, and they'll do a great job.
The president plans to speak with Chinese President Xi today to finalize that deal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Dow futures up 5 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 17, and this is SRN News. Christians are preparing for the 2028 Olympics.
It's never too early to start working on a plan to reach the world for Christ when the world comes to your very door. That's the attitude of ministries that are hoping to spread the gospel during the 2028 Games in Los Angeles. The group's sports event Evangelism is already lining up volunteers to tell both spectators and competitors about Jesus. SEE is also planning to make a big push at next year's World Cup soccer tournament, also here in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite more than a decade of scandal, the Boy Scouts of America, recently renamed Scouting America, continues to enjoy support from some churches. The trouble began 12 years ago when the Scouts opened its programs to gay boys and adult leaders, and later to girls. The organization's 2020 bankruptcy declaration led to prolonged wrangling over compensation for thousands of men claiming they were sexually abused as scouts. This is SRN News. Leadership turmoil in a major institution of higher learning.
Texas A&M University's president stepping down following criticism over a classroom video that showed a student objecting to a children's literature lesson about gender. Initially, that had led to the professor's firing. The resignation, though, of school president Mark A. Welsh III was announced Thursday by Chancellor Glenn Hager. He says it was, quote, the right moment for change at one of the largest universities in America. Welsh's departure comes after the video put him under criticism by a number of GOP lawmakers. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump is asking the Supreme Court for an emergency order to remove Lisa Cook from the Fed's Board of Governors. An appeals court rejected his attempt to oust Cook from the Fed board. More details at SRNnews.com.